and you're listening to a podcast from the Online Selling University site at www.wmfsb.com, which is webmarketingforsmallbusiness.com. You can also get to the same site via www.onlineSellingUniversity.com. And what we're going to do today is, you know, with so many videos in the site and different topics, obviously covering stuff from getting started all the way to sales and web copy and conversion and creating products and getting traffic and building websites and all of the things obviously you need to know about building your small business online, it continually amazes me that I still get asked this one question. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time with it today, and hopefully this will ring true for you, or at least strike a chord so that you can get started with this. Now, the question is, how do I get started? You know, I sometimes I just go, what do you mean? How do you get started? You just start, you know, get a website, start a newsletter. You know, create a product or become an affiliate from a, and people sort of just freeze up and they don't know what to do, or they think it's complicated or more complicated than in fact it really is. So, you know, I understand when you're getting started that, you know, it can be overwhelming and it can get a little bit too cumbersome, because there's a number of things that you have to consider. First of all, and this is the first one, is do I want to do any of this stuff? Or do I want someone to do it for me? And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the technical part. A lot of times people go, well, I don't know how to use a computer, or I don't have a website or a web host, or I don't understand what you mean by DNS or FTP or all these funny acronyms. I have NFI, what those acronyms mean. And if you know what NFI is, that's another acronym that you can't really say around the kids. But see, there's all sorts of all of these different words, and everyone's got a different scoop on how to do things. And, you know, if you're just getting started, it can be absolutely frustrating as all get out. And one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, you just say, you know what? Is it really worth it? Is it worth my time, my energy, my effort to really get into this and figure out for myself how to do it? So that's kind of a decision that you have to make, is figure out, am I going to be able to do the technical part, or am I going to get someone else to do it on my behalf? And that's, you know, that's a viable option for some people. You know, you're a coach, a consultant, a professional speaker, a trainer, someone who has an expertise in a particular area, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, and you're just going, man, I'm passionate about something, and I want to start getting paid for stuff that I have in my head. So how do I do that? And you don't want to get into all of the technical things about setting up shopping carts and autoresponders and all of these pieces. So you're going, well, maybe I'll get someone else to do it for me. So that's the first question you've got to ask yourself, is which camp you're in. Are you in the do-it-yourself camp, or are you in the I'm going to get someone to do it for me camp? Now, obviously, there's strengths and weaknesses to both approach, but I'm going to tell you right now, at some point, you're going to have to learn how to do some of the things that are kind of technical, and I use that word kind of, for yourself. And the reason is, there's two reasons. One is cost. It costs an awful lot of money to pay someone else to do all of the work that needs to get done. So that's the first thing. The second thing is speed. Now, what am I talking about in speed? On the internet, when it comes to selling stuff online, the cycle or the clock speed of when you have to start something and finish something is dramatically reduced. And what happens is, if you get an idea, you have to act on that idea and implement it quickly within hours and or days for it to be really effective. Whereas in the past, if you were in the offline world and you took your time and thought about it and did some study on it and wrote away and went to the book, you know, it may take you a month or 2 months or 3 months before you get anything happening. And the internet doesn't work that way. You've got to do things quickly. And more importantly, you want to get things done quickly. You want to get a lot of small things done quickly. So at some point, some of the jobs that you may not be able to do right now, you're going to have to be able to do. And I'm talking about stuff like sending a newsletter. How do I put an email into my autoresponder series so that I've got to update all of my subscribers because something just happened or I got wind of something and I want to help someone out on my list. How do I do that? Are you going to have someone else do that for you? You're going to learn how to do it. Or if there's a spelling mistake somewhere on a website, do you want to keep it there and then just, you know, phone or email your webmaster and say, well, when you get a chance, could you go? And then 3 days or 5 days or a week later, someone gets a chance to go to a website. In the meantime, you've looked like a real doofus because you don't have something on, you know, you've got a glaring error on your website. So really, it ends up being a cost and time issue. So in the end, what's going to happen is you're going to have to learn how to do some of the things and you're going to want to outsource some of the things. So when you're getting started, understand that you're going to have to learn some stuff, but if you have to, hire people to do the stuff you don't understand now. Learn about the things that you think you might be able to do and start figuring out which are the ones that I enjoy that don't take too much of my time, that allow me to be efficient in terms of getting a business up and running and earning some money with it, and which are the things that I can farm out to other people or third parties to allow them to manage it, and I'm comfortable with paying the amount. So that's kind of the first sort of question you have to decide when you're starting out. Now, I'm going to share one other thing with you, that if you're absolutely positively stuck, if you don't know what to do when you're trying to get started, my recommendation is this. Now, I'm a big fan of the Hub and Spoke marketing system. Obviously, I've set that up for people who are just trying to figure out how to get this all done and to actually earn a full-time living where they're earning six figures online. The Hub and Spoke marketing system does that, and that's what I teach at the Online Selling University and www.wmfsb.com. So the portal, all this information's in there for you to follow, but this is where I'm going to suggest that you start. You absolutely, positively have to have a blog, a B-L-O-G. And if you don't know what a blog is, you can go to bloggingsecrets.com and download a book that I wrote, obviously called Blogging Secrets, How to Turn Your Rants, Raves, and Opinions into a Steady Stream of Profit. Now, that's a good book, and it tells you how to earn money with a blog. It tells you how to start a blog. It actually shows you how to start a blog as well. But I'm going to suggest that you have to start a blog and start posting to your blog. Now, you can go set up a blog for free just by signing up for one at blogger.com. And if you don't have a site, go and start blogging. Why? Well, there's a whole bunch of unique benefits for blogging. And what I want you to do is get comfortable with the idea of having your own voice. Having your own voice and talking about what's going on in your business world. Now, really, I'm not talking about a personal blog. I'm talking about a business blog. And what you need to do is, if for only a week, once in the morning, once at the end of the day, I want you to go and post about stuff. And when I say post, what I mean is you go to your blog and you enter or write something about your business day that happened during the day. And I want you just to do that for a week. Just do it for a week. And after the week, you'll have, if you're doing it just during business days, you'll have 10 posts. And if you do it obviously over the weekend, you're going to have 14 posts. One in the morning, one at the end of the day. Just write a couple paragraphs. They're not marketing pieces. Don't write marketing pieces. Just tell about business situations that you had during the day, and more importantly, the lessons that you learned in those situations. What did you learn? Well, I'll give you an example of one of the things that I learned today. And in fact, I did a video on it because I learned it. And here it is. One of the things that I do is I give stuff away. Now, most people say, well, why do you give stuff away? And is it to collect email addresses with squeeze pages? And if you don't understand what I just said, there's obviously videos in the site that explain all of this. But a lot of people use a free giveaway as a way to collect email addresses, which it does very well if you give away something that's of value and you say, you know what, I'm going to give you a copy of the book that I use to run my business in exchange for your email address. That's, for example, one of the things that I do. But the reason I give away the book, more importantly than getting the email address, is to find out what it is people want. And how do I do that? Well, one of the things I do after I get the person's email address is I say, here's 15 free videos. And the way I have the videos set up are in different categories. Some are about traffic, some are about how to sell online, some are about how to get started, some are about search engines. And I've broken them down into a couple categories. Now, the reason I've done that is the most important thing to me is I want to find out which topics or sections get viewed or watched more than the other ones. So I use my giveaway to find out what it is that people actually want to see. And if I find out, as an example, that most people want to find out about traffic, guess what I'm going to talk more about and do more products about? Yeah, traffic. It's a way to survey your potential customers and let them tell you, you know what, I'm really having trouble with traffic. I'm absolutely dying with traffic. You got to help me, James, with traffic. That's what I want to know. And how do I do that? By looking at which are the most popular videos of the ones that I give away. So there's an example. I just told you a story of something that I learned. That's something that I learned during the course of business. So on your blog, you would just write down, or in fact, if you want to do a podcast like this, you can do record your voice. And again, if you want to do a podcast in the Blogging Secrets course, I have a whole half hour video on how to do podcasts. And you can find out about it as well at www.wmfsb.com, the online selling university where all the videos are. I show how to do all of this. But it's just a quick lesson, whether in text or in audio, and you let people know what you learned. Do it for 1 week. Do it for 1 week. And you know what? After that, you're going to be comfortable with posting. You're going to have a little bit of a style to your own. Take a look and find out. One of the neat things about blogs is, first of all, search engines absolutely love them. Search engines love them. That's the first thing. Second thing, they get indexed very quickly by the search engines, and if you post on a regular basis and you post using text with keywords in it, guess what happens? If you're using consistently or talking consistently about the same topic, you're going to find that you're going to get searches done or traffic to your website without you having to your blog without you having to work on it. So you've got some content, it's starting to pick up, you're starting to pick up your own voice. After that is when you start to learn about how you start marketing. Do that for a minimum 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. If I was going to get started, I would start blogging. I would start blogging right away. The other thing I would do is I would go and start reading other people's blogs to find out what they're doing. And find out, more importantly, what people are talking about. Because in business, if you can provide solutions to problems that people have, you have a way to earn money. And blogs are an excellent place to find out not only what solutions other vendors are providing, but what people are talking about as the problems that they're facing when they're blogging and posting and doing the same things that you've done. Now, I'm going to do another second series on this particular podcast, but I wanted to go on today and just tell you for 1 week, 1 week minimum, go to blogger.com or go to wordpress.org and download WordPress software. If you want to find out how to use WordPress, and Blogger and all those, again, come and visit and do a 7-day free trial for $1 at www.wmfsb.com. Come and check it out. And I have all these videos on how to do that. It's free for the first, it's $1 for the first 7 days. So go and get started and just blog for a week. Please, just blog for a week. And then after that, during that week, take a look at other people's blogs and find out what they're doing. Once in the morning, once in the evening, put an entry in, explain about something that you learned during the day as it pertains to your business, your passion, or your interest. So do that. And the next week, I'm going to have another podcast. I'll make this one available to the people, obviously, that are subscribed to my newsletter. And I'll go over the second piece of this puzzle on the absolute best way to get started. Hope you enjoyed this little podcast, a little rant. It's James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing and about 1,000 other Internet marketing training videos, multimedia training sessions, all found at www.wmfsb.com. Hope you enjoyed this little session. We'll talk to you again soon. Expect the best.